So, what do you think? My secret hiding spot is perfect, right? Yeah. Yeah, we've got a view of the whole city up here. The pier is also visible if you squint really hard. You see? Yeah. Whew. Thanks again for bringing the extra blankets. It definitely makes the back cozier. This beat-up old truck needs all the help it can get to be cozy. Well, hold on. Don't trash it too much. This is a precious family heirloom, okay? My mom passed it down to me the moment I hit 16. It may be old, but it holds lots of memories for me. Yes, this truck has always struggled to get up here. At least since my mom got it. Hey, at least she manages eventually. Jerk. The first time we came up this park, the truck stalled for a good 5 minutes before we could get it going again. My mom was cursing under her breath so much. It almost made me feel bad about asking for that camping trip to celebrate my 10th birthday. Almost. I mean, like... Yeah. I don't know, you know, like, nature has always appealed to me. Even though my mom's a huge germaphobe, she granted my wish. I really wanted to sleep under the stars, you know. She and I were cramped into this tiny tent with a clear flap, but it was so perfect. We had borrowed some books on constellations from the library, and then we spent the whole night looking for them. We could only spot a handful, you know, like Ursa Major, Big Dipper. But I still remember them, even now. Yeah, I guess I've always been a star nerd. But so what? I'm gonna make you into one as well. Yeah. Okay, look. You see those three little dots? Right in a line there? Yeah. I guess it's a little difficult to spot since the sun is still setting, but it's right there. Still can't see? Alright, come here. You can sit in front of me. Alright, yeah, it does give me the perfect excuse to cuddle you, but isn't it nice? We just fit so well together. Now give me your hand. Okay, so it's right up there to our left. Can you see it now? Yeah, that's Orion's belt. Yeah, the story behind it is that Orion was immortal and he befriended the goddess Artemis. And together they hunted and competed and spent nights sharing stories of their adventures with each other. But Artemis's twin, Apollo, was jealous of their relationship and devised a plan to separate them. So one night, Apollo sent a giant scorpion to kill Orion in his sleep. But through a premonition, Orion was able to wake up in time to face the scorpion. It was way too powerful, though, because he was only mortal, so he had to jump into the ocean to escape. And so he escaped, and that was great, but across the waters, Apollo called upon his sister, and he fed her a really terrible lie. He told her that a man had attacked a forest priestess and was attempting to flee the scene. So, when she reached the shoreline, she spotted a small figure swimming on the horizon, and Artemis raised her bow and shot an arrow straight through her friend. Yeah, really sad. But once she realized her mistake, she mourned for Orion and then immortalized him in the sky. He's now up there with his two faithful hounds, Canis Major and Canis Minor, on either side of him. See? What? Did I bore you with my stellar knowledge? What? I swore I heard you dozing. I think you snored a little bit. I'm just kidding. Come on. I'm glad you're feeling so relaxed with me. I wouldn't want it any other way. Well, that's not true, actually. I want to see your face right now. So can you turn around for me? I just want to capture this moment and memorize it with my lips. Sometimes I really can't believe that you're by my side. And that I get to spend my time getting to know your beautiful soul. No, I think I got the better end of this deal. I'm not gonna look a gift horse in the mouth, though, don't worry. I promise to never let you go. What we have, it's so uniquely ours, and I've never been so sure of anything in my life. I know I want to fill my hours with your laughter and your love. Simply sitting here with you, it just brings me so much joy. As the sun keeps setting, I just want to hold you closer so we can chase the shadows away with our whispers and our kisses. Some days, I want the time to fly by, but it's moments like this that remind me how precious life is. Thank you. Thank you so much for showing me how things can be.